coming up to 20 to 2. We're live, of course, from the Woodlands Conference Centre in Chorley this afternoon, part of BBC School Report. Unity College in Burnley, Year 9, join us, along with Sue Cook, who's the consultant for outdoor learning in Lancashire. From Unity College Burnley, I've got James and Kayleigh, who are going to put the questions, some real hard-hitting questions, I think, this afternoon, to Sue here at the outdoor centre. First of all, though, James, have you enjoyed your working on School Report?
Yes, I have.
Did you work on it last year, or is this your first time?
This is my first time.
And what have you enjoyed most about it?
Actually trying to learn what people are trying to improve in our schools.
And just a quick question to Kayleigh. Have you enjoyed taking part this year, Kayleigh?
Yeah, it's been really good.
And what have you got out of it, do you think?
New skills, from recording things and filming things and, thinking about what to make, questions and stuff.
Yeah, you've got some good questions there, I think, for Sue Cook, who's the consultant for outdoor learning here. I think you had a bit of a run-through earlier, Sue. Were they giving you a hard time?
They were giving me a really hard time, some difficult questions.
So here we are, the journalists of the future on BBC Radio Lancashire for School Report. I'll hand you over to James and Kayleigh, and they're chatting this afternoon to Sue Cook.
Hi, this is James and Kayleigh. We are here with the advisor for outdoor learning, Sue Cook. Now, Sue, please can you give us a bit of information about what the conference is about today?
Yes, certainly. The conference today has brought together a lot of schools from across Lancashire, mostly from primary and the special setting. And the conference is about celebrating what they're doing in the outdoors and also engaging them in other ideas to use learning outside the classroom for meaningful opportunities.
Can you please tell us where the funding comes from and how you intend to distribute the money between schools?
Yes, that's the difficult one. We don't have the funding. Essentially, schools have their own budgets. But one of the key messages of today is the fact that you can experience fantastic opportunities in your own school grounds and in the local community.
Will equipment be funded for outdoor learning in case schools cannot afford them?
Well, we have a number of outdoor centres in Lancashire, and if our schools go on an educational experience there, the equipment is there for them, both clothing and other equipment, and they don't have to pay any extra money to use that.
Who is sponsoring this project, and how much say have they had?
Well, today's been put together by a range of colleagues who all work around educational visits to support our schools in taking children outside and experiencing those learning opportunities.
Are you excited about the new subjects entering the curriculum because of the opportunities discussed in the conference today? If so, will these new subjects be funded and by whom?
Well, I think there's a lot of scope for the future, definitely, for all of our young people. We've got the creative primary curriculum and the new secondary curriculum, where schools can really consider what they want to teach and what they want to engage young people in to make it essentially appropriate for the learners in their setting.
Do you think the teachers and professionals here at the conference will embrace your ideas and implement them within their schools?
Hopefully. I think the feedback we've had so far is that colleagues have enjoyed the day and that they've got lots of ideas from the exhibitors that have joined us, and hopefully they'll take all that on board.
Are you promoting learning outside the classroom in other ways than this conference today? If so, how?
It's something that we promote every day in one way or another, celebrating what schools are doing, sharing ideas on our websites and with our networks.
How will this help us once we have left school?
I think when you leave school, the sorts of things that you remember, hopefully, will be the experiences that you have in the outdoors and how that makes the learning more meaningful for you.
And I think we've got time for just one more question, and that's from James. Is that right, James?
Yeah. What do you think are the benefits of outdoor learning of the classroom?
I think there are benefits for everyone in terms of teamwork, self-esteem, making what takes place inside the classroom that much more meaningful by the opportunities outside.
Well, there we are, James and Kayleigh from Unity College in Burnley.